Thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Our topic today is a painful one. There are different events which shake us up here in Israel as Israelis, as Jews, as human beings. Cases of murder and violence. We could not imagine that might happen here in Israel. And we're kind of shocked by everything that's going on. And we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman and see how can we cope with these things. Tal, please. Yeah, two murder cases that happened around the holiday of love. Tu Be'av, the 15th of the month of Av, that should be a happy day. It put the entire public into turmoil. The headlines in the newspapers today are the house on fire. I think it really expresses the feeling. The networks are in turmoil. Everyone feels a need to express themselves because the feeling is that even though that these things were done by extremists, a person who stabbed six people, on a gay parade, and that very same night, an Arab family's home was burned down, killing a baby. And even though it was done by extremists, the feeling is that our house is on fire, everyone's house. And we see that it's not only in the margins, it's on Twitter, it's on Facebook, it's coming out of different places now. And people feel shame, great shame, that Jews do such things. They can't believe that it can happen. And they're really afraid to see that that's how things are. And there's a feeling that we have to do something. We can't keep on going this way. We have to take to the streets. We have to stop the deterioration. And I think that the word that repeats itself is hate. It's unclear. Where does this hate come from? How do we cope with it? And we'd really like to hear from you. What do you think? What's actually going on? And where are we headed? What are the implications of what happened? And I'd like to ask, what does it tell about our society if such things happen? It says that our society is in inner hatred towards each other. Even though that it's a problem, with which tools do we measure it? If we measure ourselves like any other nation, then we're actually treating each other nicely, like any other nation, or maybe even better. We have inner mutual help among the people. We share the sorrow of other Jews more than all the rest of the nations, which are completely indifferent towards each other. Could be like in the U.S. or some other place. We have different charities, different forms of how to help each other. It could be because we're hated by the rest of the nations. So this is how we treat each other more gently. We feel that we're in a collective problem. But again, I'm saying, if we measure ourselves according to the measurements, according to the ruler of the rest of the nations of the world, of the entire world, we're actually not that bad. We're not worse than anyone else. By our neighbors, it's allowed to kill a woman, it's allowed to kill kids, it's allowed to teach them how to go, fight, and die. The same happened recently with the Germans. And in general, all around the world, there are such customs between husband and wife, between parents and children, among different extended families, depend what nations we're talking about. We're not that bad. Why are we demanded to be better than everyone else? The nations of the world, they don't think we became so bad. This is what we think about ourselves. They don't. On the contrary, they're saying that the Jews are those that use blood for Passover, and they kill babies, of Christians, and so on and so forth. They steal from the entire world. They're really twisting the whole world for the worst. And therefore, if we do have such a terroristic response, that of course I'm not in favor. But when it happens in response by some margins, as you call them, extremists from our people towards our neighbors that constantly do these things to us, that are willing to kill and burn the entire nation, our entire nation, then I wouldn't think that it's that bad. Again, I'm not thinking that this is how it is, only it depends on how do you measure it. People always say, how could it happen among the people of Israel? That's something completely different. How could it happen among the people of Israel? Are we the people of Israel? We're in a very big crisis from the great shattering that's going on for 2,000 years among us. And therefore, it's no wonder that it's revealing itself more and more, that the distance between us is becoming ever greater because the exile is truly burdening us. Exile is being distanced from the state of unity we once had from before the wars of the Maccabees, from the students of Rabbi Akiva that were in brotherly love between them. Here, it's already that for 2,000 years, we're in exile from the love of Israel, and therefore it's no wonder that it happens. And aside from that, we have to understand that it's not happening on a smooth, empty place where before that there was nothing, but on the one hand, that it really happened towards an Arab family that really has nothing to do with this whole crime that's in the meantime being done by them unto us. But still you have to understand that there's a background to it all. And on the other hand, there's also a background to the Pride Parade, that this is something that never existed among the people of Israel anywhere. And if today it's unraveling, then there are those who are truly against it. And no wonder that among them there are also such people that are psychologically unbalanced. I think that there should be a psychiatric examination here and to examine that person because he was just released from prison. He sat for 10 years in prison for the exact same crime. He committed the exact same crime by the same exact impulse 10 years ago. So there is an action that repeats itself here. And I'd also examine the people of Israel. Why do we have to allow ourselves such pride parades? This I don't understand. I'm very far from it. But I don't understand what is it all about. If I have a certain inclination, which builds a certain environment for itself. It doesn't have to be a movement, because it's not a political, ideological, cultural, economical movement. It's a kind of a special environment where I find for myself people that, according to my certain behavior, are close to me. That's it. So just like there's society for the deaf. God forbid, I don't want to say anything about the gay and lesbians, that they're flawed somehow. But still, why does it have to be a movement? And Besides, why is it a pride movement? What is there to be proud about? I think that the whole issue is around the lack of acceptance of others. So lack of acceptance, where do you see in our world the acceptance of others? It's specifically because I'm different, and different sexually, I have to obligate everyone to accept me, not as an equal, but more than an equal, that I'm proud about it. And so much that today, all around the world, it's not that they're equal, but they're preferable. It's some kind of a... I understand that it's a historic process, that in the meantime, it's too conspicuous. Afterwards, it will take its place, and it will calm down, and it will be normal. But in the meantime, we're undergoing this process, and this is how it always is. At first, it's very conspicuous until it calms down. But I think that these things, there's no place for them. What for? Why? No, they have to appear before everyone that this is how we are, that we could dress up in different ways, that our world is inverting, and that which previously was unrespected, today it has to be. And that which was previously concealed now has to be open and conspicuous. Okay? It's a kind of a distortion. If I think differently, I have to shut up. Otherwise, I could get beaten up. Also, where's the pluralism here? Freedom of speech for others, for everyone, but comes a certain group and puts pressure on everyone to accept their opinion, that not that we're equal, but we're more advanced, we're more developed, we're special, and whoever is not like us, then they're not as developed and so on. That's not good either. I'm in favor that there is a place for every phenomenon, but you have to make place for that phenomenon exactly according to its intensity and its place. And not that we turn a certain bodily phenomenon into a political and cultural phenomenon, educational and so on. That now we have to bring up our kids at schools accordingly and to determine in human society in general such customs and so on. This is something that I also don't understand. So, again, I'm saying, both with respect to Jewish terrorism, and also Jewish terrorism meaning towards our neighbors, the Arabs, and also Jewish terrorism towards the gay community, I think that we also have to measure these things in the right proportion and not come out crying what's happening in our house. In our house, we have both, like in any other nation. And on the side of our neighbors, there's the same, and it's the same in all nations. So we have to say, we're like everyone, what's the problem? Are we like everyone? We're worse than everyone, but this is, if I measure it in a different way, that I'm Jewish and I have to be more than everyone, I have to be better than everyone. But actually, there's nothing about us that's any different from others. Tell me, please. Switzerland, an entire country which lives off what? Its banks, that takes money from the entire world, taking interest, keeping the money. Does anyone condemn them for doing these things? The world says that it's the Jews that does these things, actually, and not the Swiss. And that's how it is with everything in the world. We have to see it in the right attitude. We're like everyone, we can tell everyone, and therefore, how come that you're suddenly... We don't have to now hang ourselves and beat ourselves up for having terrorists because they exist all over the world and each and every nation. Why can't they exist among the Jews? Why not? Can't exist among the Jews. Why not? I'm asking you. How come you yourselves are creating certain limitations and laws against the people of Israel? Did you first of all educate them not to be terrorists? For them to be soft and nice, tolerant towards everyone, loving society. You said that it also happened on the day of love. What love? Gay love? What love did you mean? There is something in our general background as Jews that we know that we're supposed to be more humane, but I don't see that it's something which is accepted among the people. The nation doesn't see it that way, that we have to be better than others. We get no such education in school or in any other place. There's no such behavior, culture, on TV, on the media, anywhere. We're not educating the nation, the people this way, so how come, why should it happen? I don't understand this demand. Meaning there's nothing to wonder about that if we're not making efforts to realize this heritage. Yeah, I don't understand. What does it mean? The house on fire. These words, they're stinking. They're disgusting. What house do we have that it's on fire? What crimes of Israel? Who's Israel and who are the criminals of Israel? Tell me, please. These are all terms from the days of the Torah that were connected back then between us up to the point of love, love another as thyself. These were the relations between us. And how come today you're using the same measurements with respect to today's and gathering of the exiles where everyone wants to run away from here, can't stand each other, hate each other. We have 50 parties, such gaps in society. No one can stand the others. And how come suddenly you get on stage and start talking nicely and pounding on your chest what's happening to us and so on? It's really wrong. And besides that, to talk that way towards the world, how come? I can take an example from my neighbors and talk like them. Why not? Why not? I'm asking you. Something doesn't allow us to. The world respects them. Maybe I'll be like them. They'll respect me. You think we'll be respected? Why not? Why not? Because I bow my head. Because of this, they'll respect me more. Not that I'm speaking as a terrorist, but I'm saying that we also have to think in this direction. Maybe. Even though that my method is the complete opposite. It's to awaken the love among the people of Israel, the true love, to truly return to the concept of Israel, the home of Israel that's really on fire. But it's burning not because someone stabbed someone, but it's burning because of the unfounded hatred among us, that we hate each other. That's what's burning, that hatred. And not because of these individual cases, but because the president and the prime minister and the government and the parliament are in mutual hatred. And this is the example they set for the entire nation. This is what we have to think about. How do they behave? What do they teach us? What kind of education did they set in schools? Our kids come out with what? What love? What connection? School is turning into a place of murder. Children are going there like to prison. I don't even know what direction. What's going on in the classrooms? What's going on with the parents, with the teachers? So what's there to talk about? Suddenly they wake up and start talking nicely because their position necessitates them to. Also, the entire public is in turmoil because now there's a feeling the public is behaving as it was educated. Today they're in turmoil. Tomorrow they'll forget. There's a feeling of loss of control. If a person can take the law into his own hands and do something, it means that we're living in a different reality where you have to educate the people. These are children that were not educated. And therefore, It's no wonder that this is how it happens. And not a wonder that it happens or doesn't happen this way. It's a wonder that it doesn't happen daily in different forms, in different directions, and that this hatred doesn't really reach a state where we have more and more criminals that are ever crueler and more terrorists and more people that hate others. We are not getting the right education. And what if now I'll be educated to accept the gay community? What will change as a result? And in general, the people of Israel and all the rest? Meaning, there's a desire to introduce me with such discernments that are according to standards which are maybe very uncustomary for the people of Israel. It's very much against the education that the people of Israel got for centuries. You have to take into consideration how to bring the parts of the nation closer. It's not simply in vain that Tel Aviv is opposite to the entire country, and it takes pride in being Tel Aviv, that it's the capital of the gay people around the world. It was never so among the people of Israel. And it says in the Torah what to do with this. And we got this kind of education for years, thousands of years. So you can't simply change it or arrange it somehow or accept it without education, without nothing. Maybe people don't exactly understand what you're saying by this kind of education that we got for thousands of years, which is a kind of a religious approach that forces things upon people that doesn't have the love. Miss, we have, what, 30-40% of the population which are religious. And if to add to that also those that keep the traditions and customs of the people of Israel, then it's much more. And I'll tell you that it's rooted in each and every one of them. And I'll tell you furthermore, no one is interested. If you ask anyone directly, do you want for your child to be gay? No one wants that. But because you have no choice, it happens. It's a natural phenomenon. It doesn't simply so say about it in the Torah. So they agree. But it's not that you start raising it above everything else. Meaning here, there has to be a very gradual approach in order to accept it and in order to bring it to a form that we can live with what's happening inside our house, like it happens in a family. There are ultra-Orthodox Jewish families, secular families, religious families, and it happens in these families. And in these families, even though that it's not easy, they accept it, they overcome it. We have to give the right kind of gradual, general education, talk about it, that in our collective home of the people of Israel, we'll know how to relate to it, how to accept it nicely, and not the way they do it, the arrogant, the way I see them. It's incorrect. I understand that they're like kids bursting out. Also, the very same way I don't accept this attitude of taking a knife and start stabbing these people, one against the other. So we have to take these two ends, these two edges, and create some kind of a system between them so that gradually they could start coming closer to each other, so eventually they understand that this is something that exists in our house and we have to live with it, even though that according to our original culture, it says so in the Torah that it's unacceptable. But times are changing, our ego is growing, and these phenomena, they develop from nature more and more, and we have to know how to cope with it. But it needn't even be a discussion, because who can discuss this today among the people of Israel? I see how they discuss things. Everyone discusses it according to what's best for them, according to their position in the parliament, or their profession at school, or anywhere else. But first of all, we have to take the rule of love another, our rule of love another as thyself, and to gradually start introducing it into the people in general, so that all the parts of the nation will understand that they have to come closer to each other, and not that those will burst out like arrogant children, and these will take knives. But in some way, we have to sit in workshops, in tents, what we're trying to organize. And then, as a result, we'll come to a state where maybe, really, sometime in the future, we will have the holiday of Tu B'Av, the holiday of love, as the day of love. Yeah, there is a deeper self-scrutiny ahead of us, deeper than we thought. There are many more questions about the topic. Yeah, but we'll have to have another talk about it. But let's conclude. How do you see Israel's state today with respect to the outbursts of recent hatred? The outbursts are natural, and not that I expect, but much greater outbursts are possible, and I'd understand where it comes from. It's really just the tip of the iceberg what's happening, and we have to understand that it's enough for us, in order for us to start giving the nation the correct, the right kind of education, that we allow things to happen the way they do. I don't see any response about it on radio and television, no attempt to explain it correctly, to educate the people upon this entire burning fire. I don't see it. But everyone's dancing on it in order to get the most benefit out of it for himself. So what do you think will happen? Worst things. Let's hope that our voice, the call for education, will be heard. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman. Thank you, Todd. Thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.